Short Stack Radio. We're having lots of fun at Short Stack Radio. So come and sing along, we're talking about shit and it doesn't make sense, but we're the best of friends, so listen anyway. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to Short Stack Radio. My name is Sean.
My name is Andrew Clemenson.
And my name is Brady Webb.
And yeah, we're back in the studio, episode 5. How are we feeling, lads?
I'm feeling pretty good, and I actually have some exciting news to tell you guys.
You're pregnant.
No. My TV has finally been connected.
Oh. The nation held its breath.
Yes, I know, after several emails. But I had a bit of an awkward situation, another one of Andy's awkward situations.
Is this one of those things where if you keep having awkward situations, it's like you who is awkward, not everybody else?
That's definitely not the outcome we've gone to. No, it's definitely them, not me. The electrician, right? So he came into my place. And he was super awkward. Like, he just didn't really want to leave. And it made me feel super
uncomfortable. You have a pretty cool house, though.
Yeah, but it's like he was, like, eyeing things off. Like, it made me feel uncomfortable because he's looking down the room. He's like, oh, yeah, so you snowboard, do you? And I was like, oh, yeah. He's like, you go to the season. Anyway, I'm sure you guys have done this before. Mm-hmm. What did I write down? Making up jobs.
Oh, I have another story about it. Once I heard when, like, a guy came, because a guy was, like, coming to do the thing. It was read the gas meter. And he shouldn't come inside, but this guy did for some reason. And I hid inside my own house.
What?
Yeah, I know. How I like, hid behind the table and kept poking my head out to see if he left or not. Yeah.
Really strange. He just let himself in.
No. They read the meter out the front.
Yeah.
And then he had to come in to do something to do with,
so
like,
so you opened the door and then hid?
No. I didn't let him in. I could see him through the front and he knocked on the door and I was like... And then I hid behind the table for like 5 fucking minutes too.
I totally get that. I would do the same.
And then I had to like slowly close the blinds in case he came back.
But you guys, you would know, we're all in the same position. It's like, do you ever get that situation when people ask what you do for a living?
Oh,
and
all the time.
You don't want to give the whole, oh, I'm in a band, because then they ask even more questions.
What's your band called?
I never heard of you. And you're like, oh.
Yeah,
and
my mate used to play in a band. Oh, they were called the Banjo 7.
So do you guys have like a go-to job that you'll make up that you do to tell these people? Because I try to like come up with ones on the spot. And this electrician, right, is like, oh, so you got a day off, do you? And I was like, oh, no, I work from home. And he's like, oh, what do you do? And I was like, shit, now I've got to come up with something. I was like,
you just said web design.
No, I just said I was a senior analyst. And I don't even know what that
does. What the fuck is that?
That's what I mean. Like, I was in the position where, oh, now I've got to pretend that I know what he does. He's like, oh, what do you do? And I was like, oh, I just like analyze the statistics of companies.
Senior-ly.
Like, I'm the senior. I'm the head guy. And he's like, oh, how do you do that from home? I'm like, oh, it's all online. Like, I look up their projections and think of ways to.
You so many questions.
This is what I mean. I just want him out of my house. But he was checking the reception. And it was like, we could tell it was working after the one, but he wanted to hang around and wait. It was like, I don't know if he just wanted
a
cup of coffee or something. I was like,
did you offer him a coffee?
No, I didn't, because I just wanted him to
see, there's people that like mow my lawn and stuff. I always offer them beer around Christmas. I know they won't say yes because they can't drink on the job. And I don't want to give them any. But I offer them because I know they'll say no.
And you feel really good.
No, so I know one day in the future I'm going to offer them, but I'm not going to have any at home. They'll say, oh yeah, you know, we'll hook you up on that. And I go, I haven't gone any. Sorry.
That's why you specifically see, I at home, I have like one of those pod things that you put in. They're really great coffees. That's what I have. But then I also have the Coles instant shit coffee.
Oh, that's definitely.
That's what I give to people I don't really care about.
Is he
like
pod-worthy?
When you guys come, I give you the instant crap so you never ask for coffee again and I don't have to.
Because we're not pod worthy.
I'm spending the big bucks every time you guys come over on like the really nice coffee. I make sure that I give you guys like the nice glass. You know how you have like glasses and plates? Mm. I give you guys the good version of everything so you. I don't want you to come back, but...
Today when I went to get a plate out of your cupboard, it was a bit too fancy, so I took a lesser plate.
Yeah, see, I think you owe us that, Brady, because straight before when we're driving back from the radio station, like, oh, don't eat my car pie. You were worried about my pie dropping crumbs.
Unbelievable of me, right?
No, it's like, oh, and then I come in, it's like, oh, I've got to take my shoes off. It's like, yeah, that's what I get, but you're like, oh, they smell like
Brady.
You've been walking on piss or something. I'm like, what do you think I do? Like, I just strut around and piss all day long.
Yes,
no.
That's exactly what I think you do.
Well, it's not.
Dirty boy. On to my first topic. Bachelor Watch 2015. Oh, my God. My dick is so hard for this show.
Okay, so
did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it last
night. Oh, God. Sam, he's like, all right, so for people that don't watch The Bachelor, it's about this thumb of a man.
Have you seen everyone's apparently calling him Randall? All right, so we used to have a drum crew guy, and Lewis Usher used to one night decided, Short Stack TV actually, that he looks like Randall, the monster from Monsters, Inc., the bad guy.
And now everyone's, like.
Yeah, everyone's saying that The Bachelor looks like him, and it's so true. His eyes are just not trustworthy.
So basically, tonight, so by the way, podcast viewers, we only watched the first episode. I know there's another Bachelor on tonight, so this is just The Bachelor from the first one. So last night's episode was all about when it gets to the top four, they meet the parents, yeah? So this is top five.
And I don't think anyone cares.
Yeah, everyone cares.
Finish your shitty story.
But it's like they'll go down and they're like, oh my God, I can't believe you organized all this for me, Sam. And it's like, well,
yeah.
Producer organized it.
Exactly.
Like, so there's like five girls there. And if you're in the thing, like at the end of the day, it's all about good television, yeah? Mm-hmm. So like there's one girl there. She comes from like a broken home. So obviously he's going to go meet her parents because she's got the sob story. There's another girl there with a kid. So obviously he's going to go meet the kid for mm-hmm. the sob story.
Yeah.
And so out of the other three, you'd be weighing up in your head. You're like, oh.
I've got to invent characters here.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know. I love it so much.
What are
much.
You talking about? It's clearly all unscripted and, you know, real life dramas.
It was another, remember the chick and she was like, yeah, he was a couple fucking knuckles deep in me, but I didn't put that on TV.
What?
I don't think she actually said that. But say,
that's a bit, I notice whenever you guys do the Bogan voice, like it's the same one you do for me. You do that little pop out jaw. And you're like, oh yeah, now we're in
coincidence.
That's not how I talk.
In Bondi, you'd stop becoming a Bogan and you just become eccentric, an individual.
Yeah, that's what you were saying the other day. I only drink wine now because I'm in Bondi. It's like, that's not true.
But you only drank wine since you've moved to Bondi.
No, but I was drinking a little bit before then, but wine's just cheap and I like it because it's like sleepy. It makes you tired before you go to bed. So I'm like, oh, just have a little bit of
like an alcoholic. That's why I like opium.
So we have just gotten back from our rural meet and greet tour.
I'm still so tired.
I'm feeling quite refreshed and, I don't know about you guys, but I'm quite enjoying this little rest from each other. And I thought like, we'll bring up some of the annoying things.
Oh no.
Well, I have it written down
here. So this is a time of healing is what you're saying.
This is
Andy.
A time of healing. Therapy. And it's like, now I can bring right. it up because this is another thing that grinds my gears about you guys.
This is going to be an argument, though. This will not make good.
This is the hardest thing about going on tour with these little wankers. I'm pointing this one at Sean, right?
I'm siding with Sean now.
Whenever we get straight away shooting with Sean, this is a story that happened on the last, almost the last day. It's a bed thing.
But keep in mind, I never get the good bed.
This is Sean's classic trait thing that he does. Like right. whenever, like, because I'm usually the driver, Brady's usually the one who'll unpack and do all the like annoying jobs. Anyway, as soon as like Sean is always the first one to jump straight out of the car, grab his bag, then run upstairs and dibs the good bed.
I never
every
get the good bed
every single time. That's the one thing. Like no matter what, any hotel, because we're a cheap ass band, you know the label, we don't pay much for it. We end up like you know having to share a queen size bed or something like this. It was in Newcastle, right? Now I want the viewers to phone in on this one. and relate to the problem. I have, you make the bed. What is it? You make the bed, you sit in it. All right. No, you make the bed, you lie in it. That classic saying. And this right. never rang true for me. This is the story. Sean, right? Okay. It was in Newcastle. He did the classic Sean thing, ran straight into the hotel, freaking straight away. He sees a giant queen size bed and then he sees a single bed. And then straight away he knows, okay, well, it's either sharing in the queen size bed or getting a single bed to yourself. So then he goes and dibs the single bed and he's like, yeah, sitting there with his little grin on his face, like, yeah, I've enjoyed it. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, I'll share. That means me and Brady were sharing on the queen. I look over.
There's a twist.
Underneath
in this
Sean's
tale.
Bed was a rollout trundle bed for Brady. So I'm thinking, yes, the third night in a row, I get the double bed. And then he turns around and is like, oh, what? So you get the queen bed, do you? What?
What is it?
Turn around and he's like, oh, what? You get it three nights in a row? I'm like, no, mate, you make the bed, you sleep in it.
It's your life.
Perfect, is it? Yeah, you lie in it. What's that? Yeah, that's that what I'm saying. You make the bed, you lie in it. And it never more fitting. But no, it's great. It's so great to be at home in my big comfy bed by myself.
Well, it sounds like you've got the big comfy beds for the whole tour, Andy. So I don't know why you're complaining.
Yeah, I think. So what annoying things does Brady do? Brady's just, you're just a little bit negative sometimes.
I get sick. Every time we do a tour, a meet and greet, something, I get nervous beforehand if it's anything, any part of going away from home, and I always get run down and sick. So I imagine that I'm loud. I have a really sniffly nose.
Oh, God, you sneeze so fucking much.
And you did. Oh, no, it's that foghorn that you do with the snow. With the nose. The blows up. And you say that I have that
really
annoying cough.
It sounds like a V8 car is ripping like Duna-sized Velcro off.
Like a trumpet. It's like, pah, pah. Like, you don't have a big nose or anything, but it's like, why can't you just go, like everyone has a little, blow your nose, no sound needs to. Like, you say a cough loud, but literally, and it's like you go to reach in the side glove compartment, you get your tissue. Hand in a whole bunch of snotty tissues. And then what happened? 2 days later, I'm sick. And then after we finished the tour, now Sean was sick. And fuck you, Brady.
Oh,
fuck
goodness.
You.
And what about Sean? Oh, wait, we already did, Sean.
No,
we
already did. Okay, well.
Andy's first tarot is his just total lack of ability to try anything different. Like, we did this.
There we go.
We did this Hilltop Hood song, and we're like, oh, just do it. You can just, like, rap a little bit. No, I can't do it. I'm not a rapper. It's like, just maybe try. No.
Okay, okay. Well, this was the story. We rock up at, where were we? Coffs Harbour, and they're like, all of a sudden, they're like, oh, yeah, and you're doing two covers. And we're like, what?
We didn't know how to play a song.
Like, oh, let's just do a Hilltop Hood song. It's like, yeah, Andy, you can rap that part. And it was like freaking Macklemore, a song that I didn't even know. It's like, yeah, Andy, just try it. I'm like, look at all, I don't know the lyrics. I don't know the song. And it's like, and I'm like, you spent, it's like, yeah, just try it. Just try it. I'm like, what do you want me to do? I can't pull that shit out of my ass. I've never rapped. I don't even sing.
This was live
sing.
On air as well.
Yeah, it was like, you can do it, right, Andy. You can do it. Yeah. I'm like, what do you want me to do?
Well, how do we all feel after this little...
I feel worse. I hate you all even more now.
Yeah, now that we know all the things that we hate about you each other, you can
that
go
was
to hell.
A bad segment. Let's not do that again.
Okay, guys.
All right,
okay.
Is it that time?
So,
guys.
It's one of those things. I think apparently just because we are starting to climb the podcast charts.
We are.
We just get all these big celebrities knocking on our door and saying, hey, Shortstack, love your show. Would really like to be a part of it. You can help me out with a bit of promo. And
my
you know
phone,
who we got? Mr. Worldwide himself.
Mr. Worldwide. My phone rings off the hook. Okay? Yeah. Constantly, nonstop, the big names want to come on Shortstack
well,
Radio.
Well, I was going to ask, exactly how did you hook up this interview, Sean?
Well, it's a funny story.
This is the best part of the interview, the how you did it.
I was at my local Brazilian restaurant. I said, can I get a shish kebab to go? They said... Can you what? Do I have a deal for you? Behind the counter was the manager of the person. Pipple's manager works at the local Brazilian place.
Understandable.
Yes. Yeah. He said he's Pipple Brazilian. I think he's
we'll
Colombian.
We'll soon find out, won't we?
Colombian. He's on the line right now, calling up. Guys, welcome Pipple to Shortstack Radio. Give it
hello.
Up for Pipple.
Hello, Pipple.
Hello. It is a pleasure to be here.
Pipple. So your real name is
Mr. Worldwide. Please call me Mr. Worldwide.
Armando Christian Perez.
Oh.
How did you come up with the name Pitbull / aka Mr. Worldwide?
Because when I was young, my face was mauled by a dog. And now I look like a dog.
That's perfectly believable.
What is my name again?
Armando Christian Perez.
Would you not change your fucking name as well? That's the stupidest name I've ever heard.
So you're called Mr. Worldwide, but we couldn't actually figure out which nationality you actually come from.
I think I'm Colombian.
You think you're... Armando sounds... Armando Christian Perez. Perez?
Ben?
I would have guessed Mexican.
Mm.
Spanish?
Maybe. Let's go with Spanish. Ha! Mr. Worldwide! Tokyo, London, take it like a Kodak. Ha! Mr. Worldwide.
So, I'm sure...
These are pretty crappy questions, Andy. Let's get the ball rolling.
I'm sure you're well aware of Kanye West. Some people call him a lyrical wordsmith. But I like to compare some of your genius lyrics that you've come up with...
Let's go.
...as just next level. Like, you take the cake. If you could just, like, explain what... What, mummy got an ass like a donkey with a monkey look just like King Kong.
Where were you
when
you
where
wrote
were
those?
You when you wrote those lyrics?
I was in the club, my VIP section. My mom called me. She's like, hey, Pitbull, you didn't take out the garbage before you went to the club.
Your mom calls you Pitbull?
My mom calls you Armando. Armando, you didn't take out the trash. I said, Mom, in front of my friends, call me Mr. Worldwide. And I went, I'm going to... write a terrible song about that.
You seem to have a way with the ladies. Is it like...
I don't know why. I am so ugly. Like, seriously. And I wear clothes like a fucking dandy boy. Ha!
Ha, one ha is yes, two ha no. So...
Ha!
last week in the studio, we actually had Jesse J.
A friend of mine. Yeah. A friend of all of ours. Yeah. She's a very beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. I like for her to sit on my face. Mr. Worldwide.
Sean, do you have any questions for Mr. Worldwide?
Pipple. What is it being the world's most famous bald man?
I would have thought by now that I would have got some sort of hair endorsement, some sort of wig, but no.
Do you think that more bald people should be in the media?
No. Only Pitbull.
How many women have you slept with, Pitbull?
Honestly, zero. I am very alone. If anybody out there wants to talk to Pitbull, you can call me. 1-300. Miss Wobbuffet.
I feel like I should ask Pitbull, but I don't know if Pitbull will know.
Ask Web Ready. I'm very interested to hear what you have to say. Please, Brady, are you there? Brady. Hello.
I feel bad that I'm laughing so much at you.
Don't. We're all friends.
I don't know if you'll know the answer, but have you ever actually had an album of your own material?
No. What I do is I listen to the classic hits on the early station, and I go, I really like this song. It's great.
Going to put some pass over it?
Ha! I think I hear the other day, I hear the Take On Me by Aha. I think, aha! How do I make this fantastic song very fucking shitty? What was the first Pitbull song?
I got no idea.
And the second one was, forget about your boyfriend, meet me at the hotel. You know you want me. You know I want you. Fun fact, that phone was actually called against a girl that I was calling at the time, and that actual recording was used in the court case. So I had to wait a few months before I could release the single for legal reasons. But now I'm back, creepier and stalkier than ever.
Well, it's been great having you in the studio, Pitbull.
Thank
you, Mr. Worldwide.
You're welcome. You're very welcome, Andy.
Well, let's say goodbye to Pitbull.
Goodbye!
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I mean, for being on the telephone, not coming in.
Oh, devil.
No one's buying this shit.
All right, goodbye. I'm going home, walking up the stairs. I've got the phone still recording. Put up some monkey porn, maybe masturbate. I'm Mr. Worldwide.
I'm so impressed that we keep getting in these massive guests.
A-grade celebrities on our little podcast.
Ones that I've really looked up to throughout our career.
I kind of like Jesse J. I think people would be fucking horrible, but Jesse J, she's pretty cool.
He might still be listening.
I told you my Pitbull story, didn't I?
No.
I always thought my whole life, like, who
wait,
actually?
Wait, make sure that he's hung up first.
Hello?
Sorry. See you, Mando.
Okay, anytime.
He hung up.
Sounds like Hey Arnold's guy, the guy that lives with Hey Arnold.
Why are you being mean to me, Brady?
Pitbull, go home. Don't you have a show to play?
I've got to play to a back stadium full of 30,000 weird-ass men. There are a lot of gold chains at my concert. A lot of gold chains.
Fuck off, Pitbull.
Bye.
All right, he's gone.
I'm still here.
That was you, Brady, just doing a stupid voice. Don't affect. How rude is Brady? You just terrible human.
Pitbull is gone.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Fuck,
Sean,
thank God. If he heard that, he'd be so upset.
Last week, I left you guys with a bit of a cliffhanger.
Oh, glue socks.
The secret word was glue socks.
Is this like and a semen thing?
Well, see, I imagine that's what everyone...
Can I tell you an actual story,
to the conclusion. Yeah, sure.
When I was...
You're good at butting in on my story, so why not do it again?
Because I
click it on for you. No, that's fine. Go.
Remember we were doing woodwork and we had to make those hammers in woodwork in high school?
Mm.
So... I brought mine home because mine had a chip in it and I had to glue the chip back into place. And so I was using this wood glue and this like rag in when I was like 14 or 15 or something. And I left like the rag lying around and I forget who it was. I think it was my mom or something picked it up and she thought it was like jizz. And she was like, you should clean up after something. And I was like, it's glue!
It's glue. It's not jizz. Like 14-year-old boy Sean, just coming on everything.
You're looking at us with those shifty eyes. I'm starting to think it was actually jizz.
And I put him the hammer to stick it up my butthole. What is your glue sock story?
Well, back to my glue story. I feel like I could. Well, every week I tell you these guys. Like I have. Like I think we should make a segment out of it. Like embarrassing things we did in high school.
Yeah. I didn't do anything that embarrassing.
I've got a list of so many embarrassing things, and I don't know how much of it I should share. But this all kind of stemmed. Okay. I touched on this last week, but it got deleted from the podcast for many reasons. This all stemmed from high school, year seven. It was the first day of year seven. All right. I wasn't really that popular, and this was originally Gorokan High School. Yeah, moving at Bogan School or whatever. Lived with my mom, my sisters, all them, bunch of girls in the house. So I didn't really know the cool trends or anything to do.
You had me.
You ever know? Mr. Trendsetter. Why were you around? Were you heaps younger than? I don't get it.
Nah, he was in primary school, so you wouldn't have hung out with him because he was
school. Oh, that was when you were going between your mum's house and your dad's house. So I was only with my mum. Anyway, so it was these shoes, right? And I like found these really nice pair of shoes. They're Colorado shoes. I thought they were really cool when I put them on. I really liked them. I thought they were fancy. And I was so pumped first day of school, walked in there, and I found out every single person in the school, like every single girl in the school, was wearing those shoes. And I was like, what the hell?
Was it the 6-inch heel that gave it away?
No. They weren't 6-inch heels. No, they were just like, they were sort of like girls' skate shoes or whatever. And it was ever since that moment, I was so embarrassed because we came from a poor family, couldn't afford another pair of shoes. So it was like, you know, I had to walk around wearing girls' shoes and continued to be a nerd. That was when we went to Gorokan High.
Now, baby.
And then.
We reign in sneakers.
No, but then we changed to the performing arts school where I go to school with you guys and we did all that. So I was like, then it became the cool kid
because we were there. To show school. You how to do it.
Anyway, that
were
was
you the, really a nerd at
No, I was like the in between kid, like the one I wasn't like, you know, like super popular.
You were super cool, popular, jockey, nerdy boys. Yeah, no, not jockey, nerdy boys.
As soon as I transformed to the new school, I was like, all right, time to change the image. I did one of those revamp things, and this is like the longest segue into my next story. Back to the glue sock situation. I was a bit of a vain kid, like I'd always try my best to make myself look the best in any way possible. And I don't know if you guys remember that craze in high school. Do you remember how all the kids would have their socks pulled right up?
Start that?
No, I didn't start. I think it originally came
from... adapter.
It originally came from like skaters or whatever, so you don't like hack up your shins or whatever. I never even skated, but I was like, I've got to have the long socks pulled right up. But again, came from a poor family, couldn't afford these great socks, had these old shitty Lowe's ones, and elastic was all gone in them. So what I would do, I would go, you know those big glue sticks, right? The big glue sticks. And I would actually like put glue all around my legs, like actually put glue up my legs to hold up the long socks. And you guys didn't know this. But now I've actually recently, I don't know, like I was a bit bummed about this the other day. I'm starting to lose, I don't have that many hairs on my legs anymore. And I think this is
it's
one
more
of the,
price to pay for fashion.
It is. And it was like, I was really embarrassed about that because that's not the only thing that I've done with those glue. I mentioned last week, like, I won the Don't Touch My Hair Award in high school. And I would constantly experiment with things of ways to make my hair look good.
You're a really weird guy.
And I did try the Bic glue, you know, like the paper glue they put in the hair.
Like the one on the brush or the
No, not
twist
the brush,
one.
The twist sign, the little knob, like your twist looks like a bit of lipstick or whatever. You put it through the glue and it worked pretty good, but then, I don't know, it started like clump up, didn't work. Then I tried the next thing. Have you guys ever tried soap?
Yeah.
No. Okay, you hop out of the shower sometimes and your hair's like, oh, it's really stiff and it stays up really good. Well, anyway, I don't know if you've ever tried. People at home now, they're going to try it. You get a bar of soap, right? Like just a plain old bar of soap, and you rub it on your hair afterwards. It's actually like the best hair gel type thing ever. And
that only works on your hair because you've got light hair. Like if someone with dark hair did that, it'd go all white.
Maybe. Well, yeah, true. I did have blonde hair, so it was a never issue. But you know when it became an issue? This is one embarrassing story where, because I tried all these different techniques of things to do in my hair. Well, no, not like that. But it was walking, because we used to have to walk from Broadmeadow train station to the school, like a 10-minute walk. One day it was raining.
Started foaming up.
Yeah, it was pretty much what happened. Help I was me. Like, oh no, what happened? I didn't realize. I was like, yeah, walking like 10-minute walk to the school. I get to the school and, you know, do the whole scrape up my hair to make it fuzzy or whatever. And my mates were like, dude, you got bubbles in your hair. And I'm like, what? I ran to the bathroom and legit my hair was like, it looked like I just hopped out of the spa bar. It was all bubbling foam. And then like I had to wash it out. I was washing it in the sink and like, why is your hair all wet? And I came out and I was like a fluff. Anyway, you know, that was one of the embarrassing things I did in high school. Yeah, put soap in my hair. So try it, but it doesn't work in wet weather.
Or you could just buy some hair gel.
No, well, this is before. Now, see, now, you know, we could lead into more embarrassing things I do currently do with my hair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
what's current?
I already know about this, you freak.
This was before the time of Dust It, right? You know when Dust It came in?
So weird.
Dust It, right? That's a great product. Pretty expensive, but.
Is it really?
Yeah, well, it's like $8 for one of those little tubs. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's just powder. $8 a tub. Anyway, so your dad, right? Your dad is a bathroom renovator, Brady.
Yeah.
I used to work, you know, work with my dad. He's a builder. Work on the job site all the time. And I would notice, like, after...
Why is my hair so fabulous after doing these renovations?
Like, after demolishing a bathroom, right, one time, I was like, wow, my hair is looking... awesome.
They're all having a beer super and relaxing. Andy's going,
yeah, I'm sitting there in the mirror. Hey, Eddie, you want to come watch the game?
No, thank you. I went to get my hair.
So you know what I discovered, right? Tile dust.
Tile dust.
Yes, so one time when I was renovating my friend's bathroom, I went and collected, like, they got the dustpan. I got the dustpan. I dusted up all this tile dust, right?
What did you? Did he ask what you were doing?
No, he didn't care. He was like, and no, I told him about it. I told him about it. The best thing. And he was like, you know what? Because he was renovating the bathroom with him.
Do it whatever you want. So
holy shit, this actually does work really well. So now I actually have like a whole box at home full of tile dust. And now I just keep the dusted container. And every morning it's sitting in my shelf. I used it today. You just put a little tile dust in my hair. And now I have, that's how I have such fabulous hair.
Imagine if like, because tiles, I don't imagine there's any sort of health code. They can kind of be made out of whatever they're made out of. Imagine if there was like some chemical in it. It's like lead. You ever hear the thing about lead and the Hatters, like the Mad Hatters?
Yeah.
Like the reason,
I don't know that one.
The reason they're called Mad Hatters is because all the hats used to have lead lining in it. And because they wore hats all the time back in the old days, the lead would sink into their brain and they go crazy from lead poisoning.
Mm.
So maybe there's something like that in the tiles and you're just getting slowly crazier each day.
That we'll soon find out with the podcast. If I turn
You're not actually doing the podcast. You're sitting in your bedroom under your bed.
You're in an asylum just pissing in your mouth.
Guys, I've been thinking about, I think it's when I saw your iPhone cracked again, Andy, for like the ninth time.
Had the worst luck with that.
You're an idiot. And then I went home and looked at my phone and realized how awesome it is and realized I've never lost it or anything.
Do you have a case?
Yeah, I do have a case.
Oh, well, there you go.
And I thought, because I think I do a pretty good job of not losing things, what's the most annoying thing you've ever lost?
I lost a hockey stick when I was 14 and I haven't lost anything since.
Really?
Oh, no, that fucking camera. The first Shawstack camera that I lost.
Yeah, and you tried to blame it on us. No, you tried to blame it on Brady.
No, okay, here's what happened. So, like, this is, would be about 10 years ago now.
Yeah, this was before the first Shawstack TV. Just imagine that there, and we filmed so much, there could have been an even better first Shawstack TV number one.
It wasn't even digital, it was on tape. Like,
that's how ancient we are.
Shawstack's first camera was a tape camera. This would have been about 10 years ago, and it was all before our first album. I think some of the recordings we did on it was recording demos and stuff.
Yeah, recording space phone and stuff.
Yeah. And we lost that one night at our friend Shannon's house. I remember my girlfriend at the time.
I remember exactly where I put it. I put it in the back of your car.
I know.
And Sam Daly drove your car.
Yeah.
I reckon your missus might have stole it, or Sam Daly stole it.
Well, she obviously didn't steal it. I think she's somehow kicked it out and it was in the drain and then someone stole it after
that. Yeah, totally.
And that person could upload this really awkward, embarrassing footage of us.
At the time, though, it was something that was really... It was a huge issue, but now it's like, oh, just buy another one.
Yeah, no, but it was like, that was before we had any money or anything.
Mm.
I was like, oh, it was pretty expensive. The only recent thing I can think of is that camera light that I lost.
You lose stuff all the time.
No, you know what I lose? It's whenever I go on tour with you wankers, I always lose.
Organize your own shit.
No, and I'm a bit sus on you guys because every time I go on tour... My Calvin Klein boxes go missing.
Yeah,
how am I going to fit in your boxes?
No, well,
why would I want your secondhand boxes?
Why do they keep disappearing then, boys? I'm sorry, but Brady's such
a germaphobe. He's not going to wear anyone else's.
Yeah, but
yours would probably not even fit on one of my nuts. You're so tiny.
This might be one of Brady's weird eyes fetish. He's like really this clean freak, and then he just has this huge drawer of dirty underwear. And just runs in there and sniffs it.
I put it into my mattress.
And when he finishes brushing his teeth, you know how you get like the toothpaste residue, he just dusts his lip with your used boxer shorts.
Yuck.
I think that concludes today's episode.
Yeah, thanks heaps to everyone for tuning in. Once again, our album's out. We're going on tour in January. Come to that. Fucking do whatever you want.
If you like hearing us ramble on about crap for half an hour every week, then feel free to subscribe, share this around to your friends. That would mean the world to us.
And if you hate it, subscribe and send it to your enemies.
Yes.
Good one. We're also going to try and have this up every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday? Or is it Wednesday? Tuesday?
Let's roll with Tuesday.
Okay. Weekly.
Yeah.
I think we're going to run out of guests.
I think we're two guests in and we've already run out of guests.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.